Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Bible 126 podcast. I'm recording this March 10th, 2024. The topic of today is the abomination and deception. This podcast episode is not meant to be construed as hate toward any group or to foment hate. We're just discussing the basic spirituality of Christians and in the Bible. It is also a reflection of the Old Testament, which is the Jewish writing. So what really inspired me to do this podcast today, I saw a meme on Facebook. It pictured Lady Gaga and Dylan Mulvaney. And the caption was Women's Month. Now, what I consider an abomination, or I would say what God would consider abomination, is a homosexual portraying himself as a female. Now, anyone in the world listening to this can Google looking up how God considers homosexuality an abomination. The Lord actually looks upon any sin as an abomination, but basically an abomination is anything that rebels against his word, his laws. And that's a basic definition of it. There has been some conspiracy theories out there that Lady Gaga is actually a man. Well, I don't know that. I haven't seen anything. I've seen some interviews that she has done when she's asked that question. And she's basically stated that her fans wouldn't care either or. She did not actually answer the question. Now, Dylan Mulvaney has admitted that he's a man, that he's transitioning. I'm not going to use the word trans woman or trans man. This is what has been talked about for years as the transhumanist movement. Basically changing yourself. You're not happy with yourself, so you're going to change yourself. And with some people say, well, God didn't do a good enough job, so I'm going to go get some surgery because I am not happy how I am. What is the real reason why a person is not happy with himself? It could be that they have faced rejection. Maybe it's a man who has faced rejection with females and is more comfortable being around men in a sexual sense. Maybe because all these different synthetic hormones that we find in water and other sources. I'm going to mention the fact that the left likes to bring up the statement of gay frogs. Yeah, Alex Jones did state that several times in his broadcasts, using the word gay frogs. Well, there are chemicals out there that mimic the female hormones. And I have seen so many reports that they have found traces of prescription drugs in the water supply. So you got to look at it this way. We're living in a contaminated world. And yes, chemicals can affect your perception on life. Now, If we sin, that is an abomination before the Lord. Deception is pretending to be something you're not and expecting people to believe your warped sense of reality. And I call it warped. You're not taking reality. And I think, this is my perception, that Dylan Mulvaney is putting on an act. He's an actor, or some people say he stated that he tried to be an actor and didn't get any parts. So he come up with this whole thing. It's kind of like the character that Paul Rubin, guy that played Pee Wee Herman, he kind of lived the part. Well, you look at professional wrestlers. A lot of them, when they're in public, they have to live their character because it's part of their business, living the character. Or when Johnny Depp dresses up like Jack Sparrow and goes to children's hospitals. I saw that video too. I thought it was wonderful what he was doing for the children in the children's hospital. So, you know, people do go out in public and stay in character. Now, if the person that calls himself Dylan Mulvaney, if he is living a character, well, he ain't the only actor doing it. But the whole topic of this podcast is, the part two is the deception. We get to the point in cultural society when they start, when the mainstream media and politicians start pushing, well, you got to respect this person for what they are identifying as. One, being a Christian pastor, and I don't belong to any particular church. I am an independent pastor. I do respect everybody's need to go out there and earn a living. Now, some business establishments will not accept somebody as an employee because, quite frankly, somebody, like say, people with tattoos all over their body, certain visual representations is against their policies and their brand. I understand how some businesses do that. But when it comes to individual, if you want to act that in any particular way, I might not agree with your lifestyle, or I might think that your lifestyle is an abomination before the Lord. But you have made your free will choice to do so, as long as you don't hurt anybody. You have a First Amendment right to, if you want to go dress like Tinkerbell, then that's your right to do so. You have a First Amendment right here in America to do that. What I have a problem with is if you are of a Christian background and you or grew up and you were taught a certain way, like I was and like a lot of Christians were, it gets into the area of capitulation. Some of these churches who celebrate Gay History Month, you've seen the videos of a heavyset man in a dress, a trans, dancing in the aisles of the pew. That whole church is sinning because they're capitulating to sin. They're celebrating it. Celebrating somebody's sin is not ministering the way Jesus Christ wanted us all to minister to our fellow human being. That's not the way God and Jesus Christ wanted us to do it. our ministries, everybody has a duty as a Christian to lift people up, not help bury them in their own miseries. So if somebody was to bring the word up, transphobic, like there probably will be people when I post this podcast will say, oh, well, you're transphobic. I says, you might. Yes, the transphobia, the word phobia means a fear of something. So when I find that people misuse the word, and yes, I do get upset when people use that word, accusing me of being transphobic, xenophobic, all this. Well, xenophobia means a fear of anything. So what we're getting at here is, there are people who will accuse you, label you stuff, accuse you of names, insult you, because you won't accept a particular thing. As Christians, we're supposed to minister to people. You know, people have, like I said, have a right to earn a living. But the capitulation of sin means giving into it. You can look that up in the Bible. It's a means to be given up to the ways of the world. We're not supposed to do that. If we give into the ways of the world, we give up our soul, plain and simple. You either worship the world or you worship the world. And that's basically what it all boils down to. Are you going to follow what the Lord, the creator of the world, the universe, says how you need to lead your life and how you need to please him? Or do you go by the ways of the world? And we know throughout time, it goes back 200 years, the world has changed a lot. 200 years ago, they were people in small towns hung people. They lynched people. In certain parts of the world where they had these riots, they threw homosexuals off the top of buildings. You know, certain cultures, they respond to stuff in different ways. I think the best way to conclude this podcast is to make the statement, to stay on the path of righteousness, or basically the path that the Lord wants you to take. Don't capitulate to sin, whether it be anything due to sexuality, cheating on your wife, stealing, bearing false witness. And there's a lot of bearing false witness in the news, where commentators will label people because of their political agenda. Don't label people. Take the time to not say something. There is no reason why you should get all upset because the lady taking your order in the restaurant has purple hair. Ignore it. You're not going to accomplish anything positive by giving a verbal or expression of rejection because the girl has purple hair. Same thing with, you're ordering something or you go into a gas station and the clerk has a bunch of tattoos. Oh, well, you know, you don't know their lives. So I highly recommend you refrain from a negative expression of the way that person looks. We all are sinners. So don't go throughout the world labeling everybody else and ignoring the fact that we are all guilty of sin. But making somebody express a form of respect the way you choose to live your life is actually a abusing our right to believe the way we want. And in today's world, that's what's happening. Anyways, wherever you find this podcast, please share it. Help me get my show out to the more people in this world. And everybody have a blessed day.